This is just great. All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brother Podcast. Ball Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
I'm Tony Baker.
This is just a podcast amongst friends, man. We have a good time. We talk about lists. Me and Tony are big fans of Watch Mojo and these type of lists. They don't be hitting on the black culture the way
they really don't.
And they rush through it.
They sprinkle us in.
They sprinkle us in, but they rush through. Shout out Young Deuces. He's a voice for that show sometimes.
Oh, is he?
He is.
You're one of the newer voices I've been hearing that I know is black.
Probably.
Okay.
So me and Tony want to do a podcast together, so we doing it. Podcast is just a show. It's not much different than the radio, morning zoo.
Right.
Just segments, just stuff, man. We could we could talk a little bit and say, all right, man, coming up number five, Drew Hill.
Right.
Wouldn't be much different. It's just personalities you like. All right, today's episode, kicking it off with this. Your top 10 perfect 90s R&B songs.
Ooh.
Now, this is going to be tough.
Okay.
Because
dig deep.
There's so many.
Yeah.
And for me, R&B, there's begging R&B, there's solo, there's groups, like, but I'm talking, we're just talking songs.
Okay.
You had a playlist to present.
Yeah.
You would have the least pushback.
Okay.
With these songs.
All right.
We're going to work together to get the top 10 R&B. I think I went first last time, so Tony, so it's on you first.
Okay. I'm going to kick the door open with some 90s R&B. Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci. Let's just kick the door open with some Untied Boots and leather jackets and a vest on, no shirt on underneath. Come and Talk to Me. I really want to meet you. Can I talk to you? Ooh, yeah.
Great 90s ad-libs.
90s, man.
Let me know.
Yeah, man. You get all the 90s trappings in this song.
Yes.
Not the remakes. I'm talking the original when all four of them were just standing there.
Yeah.
No extra frills.
No.
Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci. We
leather
kicking it
with
off.
The boom.
He's
the
just boom. Standing there. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, boom, doom. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Thugged out.
And there, you couldn't, I don't believe you could make a top 10 R&B songs or groups without Jodeci.
You can't.
So
absolutely.
They might have more than one.
They might have more than one.
They might have more than one, and I wouldn't be mad at it.
True.
Although I feel Drew Hill is closer to them than people think, it's not the time nor the place. I'm going to introduce my favorite 90s R&B song of all time.
Oh, snap.
Weak.
By SWV. Okay.
Coco, one of the best voices of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The Nails was a great separator for her.
Right.
The song is well written. I interviewed her one time. She said she hated the song.
Uh-huh.
I love when artists hate a song and it becomes their biggest song because it's just such a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
When they was doing the Escape SWV show,
mm-hmm.
they were trying to decide who would close. And I was like, Escape don't have a song that's as iconic as Weak.
No.
They have a lot of good songs.
Yeah.
But SWV has, they got two bangers.
What's the other one?
The Human Nature. The,
I feel
the
like
one
that's a cheat code.
So what?
It's a little cheat codey, but yeah, I'll give it to
it's
you.
It's a banger.
It's a banger for sure. But
there's a lot of stuff that was sample heavy. It's not their fault.
But this is a blatant, like when you hear Weak, you think SWV solely.
No, that's a good point. When you hear, is it Rain?
But this one's on the back of Michael.
Absolutely. And it wasn't that far away either.
Yeah. So it
wasn't like a 30-year-old sample.
Yeah.
It was like Run It Back.
They didn't do much.
Like
mixing.
Men in Black, I didn't know. We are Forgive Me. I didn't know. I didn't have no experience with that song. So I thought, oh, this is great. Then I heard it.
Yeah.
But you heard Human Nature, Ed.
Come on, man.
But what is this? What is the song I'm thinking of? Is it Human? What is theirs called? Is it Human Nature?
That proves why it ain't the straight because you can't. It's right here. It's the
right
here remix.
Here.
It's
the
right here remix.
But Weak, I feel like Weak is great. Weak always feels like a good karaoke song, but it's much longer than you think.
Yeah,
and the bridge is hard
and
it's long.
Yeah,
but no R&B list would be complete without Weak. I love it. All right, number three, Tone.
So I'm going to go with, see, now I'm dipping into the Boys to Men bag.
Early.
But we got mad choices with them.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's going to be End of the Road. I don't know if it's going to be I'll Make Love to You. I don't know if it's going to be On Bended Knee. Now, out of those three, out of those three, when we're talking Boys to Men ballads, I like On Bended Knee the best out of those three.
Mm-hmm. Down on Bended Knee.
And these songs were record breakers. Like they were, you know what I'm saying? So you know, there are Boys to Men songs that I like more than these songs, but in terms of like, we talking the 10 perfect 90s R&B songs. So we coming in with the hits. I can't really dip into the album cuts.
What are the Boys to Men songs you like better?
Oh, I like better. I like Vibin' a lot. I like Water Runs Dry. I like Please Don't Go. I like it's another one on the Motown Philly joint that I like.
Motown Philly's back again. Don't Tank have a Please Don't Go too?
Does he?
Is that the same song? Please don't go.
Nah, it sounds different.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with.
Somebody on Patreon asked, do you actually play Boys to Men on purpose or do you just enjoy it when it comes on?
I play Boys to Men. Like, I go back into it.
Oh, do you?
I listen to Vibin' a lot. We're just vibing, dancing the night away.
I don't even know that song.
Grooving. And Just Fine is fire, too, by Boys to Men. That was on their third album. So I'm going to go with Bended Knee.
On Bended Knee?
Yeah.
All right. Now, my next one, I don't know if you'll feel strongly about it or the people will.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's kind of like a quintessential begging 90s R&B.
Okay.
It's what I loved about 90s R&B, the men at least.
Yeah.
They were still begging.
They was begging, though.
Nobody begs no more. Everybody's that nigga, get coochie.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. The vulnerability is gone a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not from Kenyon Dixon. He's great. There's some people who still beg, but I mean the 90s was known for the beg.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam, I don't ever want to see you again. Wow. See her. You don't like
I'm
it.
I'm out.
Tone, it's such a well-written song.
I mean, it could be. I just never really rotated it.
Early one morning when you were. Are you saying it needs to be out of the list? Because we gotta present the 10 strongest though.
No, I'm not saying it shouldn't be in the list, but for me personally.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about it?
I never even thought about that song until.
Oh,
I don't even think about that song.
No. They was disappearing in the music video. I'm going to put it to the side because I want us to have a strong list. If you ain't feeling. I personally have strong feelings about that song.
I can't.
But let me introduce something else because I want us to have a strong list as a unit.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me think because I felt strong about that. Okay, let me think. What do you feel about Tevin Campbell?
Okay.
Okay. The song, the name is escaping me. It's the one.
Can We
knows.
Talk?
Can We Talk?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Throw that up in there.
I'm going to throw that in.
Yeah, Can We Talk?
Can
for sure.
We Talk?
Absolutely.
For a minute.
That song still hidden.
Girl,
it still
I
comes
want
up.
To know.
Absolutely.
Tevin Campbell.
For sure.
Great.
100%.
Babyface wrote that, right?
Probably.
I feel like he wrote that.
Probably.
That's not the Stalker one, is it?
I don't know. I Saw You Standing. Yeah.
It was a stalker.
Yeah, it's kind of stalkery.
A little stalker.
Yeah, he was watching. He was watching the old girl just live her life. Yeah.
I feel like nobody's going to be. Okay, so yeah, he did. Maybe
okay.
Right there.
I'm going to dip into the late 90s bag.
How late?
I'm going to go late. I'm going to go 98.
Okay, who's this? Jagged Edge?
No.
Joe?
No.
Who?
I'm dipping into 98. This is one of my favorite R&B songs of all time. I listened to it for every day for a full semester.
Oh, snap. You have strong memories about this.
X Factor by Lauryn Hill. What do you think?
Okay. I thought I would never have to say this.
Oh! Oh! You better not even remotely even begin to even fathom the thought of not feeling this song. You better not even remotely even have an inkling of a thought, of a fathom of a thought, of a fraction molecule millisecond of a thought.
Let me make sure it's what I feel.
To disrespect this song.
Let me think, because
I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to put up with it. Come on, man. Just that intro alone.
It's not this song.
Okay.
Woo!
There is a Lauryn Hill song. You know what? I think it's...
But you rather make it hard. You know why I love X Factor? Because those lyrics feel fresh and new to this day.
Yeah. It's doo-wop that I just be like,
what?
I don't want to hear that thing.
Oh my God.
That thing.
Yeah.
That thing.
You tripping. But X Factor. Tripping.
Bing, bing.
Oh. Reciprocity. She introduced me to the word reciprocity. I was like, what that mean, shoulder?
It's a lot of syllables for a song.
Man, dog.
Game of reciprocity.
And the build up to the climax of the song. The care for me, the build up, and then the background. Hey,
that's good.
And then the guitar. I know that's Carlos Santana.
I love
it. It's got to be Carlos Santana.
Doo-wop.
Doo-wop is a phenomenal song. You know I like doo-wop? Because he's talking to men and women.
I get the message.
I love it.
I don't want to hear it.
I love it.
I'd be like, nah. Nah.
All right, man.
Okay, so now I'm actually thinking this. Some of the songs are 90s R&B feel, but they didn't come out in the 90s. Oh. Like Usher's 8701 album, to me, I still lump that in with 90s R&B, even though obviously it came out in 2001.
Oh,
it's so like on the remnant of that like feeling. It doesn't feel dated, but it doesn't feel like late 2000s R&B.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or neo-soul.
Okay.
But I'm going to say, and I'm just trying to make sure this song is in the 90s R&B. That's why I was saying it. When Joe, I Want to Know come out.
I want to know.
That's got to be 90s, right?
You on. Wait, am I thinking of?
Yeah. 1999. I was right on the cusp.
I would argue that the Joe song, Baby, I Want to Do All the is a stronger pick.
All the things your
things
man won't
your
do.
Man won't do.
You know what I like about that one?
I'll do them for you.
You know what? I'm gonna. Oh, these never have good erasers.
They never.
This
do.
Is what I hate never about do
mechanical
pencils.
Mechanical pencil eraser is big trash.
I always kept the pink eraser.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a pack of these, I would always get the pink eraser.
Eraser was trash.
Look at this, man. You're not. It's not. It's decorative.
It's too much glaze on that thing.
You could never get a good rhythm going.
Never.
The pink eraser is the way to go.
Never.
I'm gonna go with you, Tone.
Okay.
Because Joe. All the things your man won't do is great R&B.
That's R&B perfection, right
perfection
there.
Perfection and also good hidden words. Yeah. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna eat you out. I'm gonna take the subway downtown.
Yeah.
Children don't know it. I was like, okay.
The subtlety.
Does she live downtown? Why are you taking the subway?
Because right now, they ain't subtle no more.
No, they was
I'm gonna eat your coochie raw and spit it back in your mouth. I'm like, wait, what? This is what we're singing in R&B now?
I'm opening up your butt, licking from the back. Ooh, what things did you wash your crack? Hey, man.
Oh, man. Give us the subtleties.
The Isley Brothers, Ronald Isley has a song. I didn't know what that man was saying.
Yeah.
Is it
Summer Breeze?
Is it really?
He's like, Voyage to Atlantis?
Hold on. Where he's like, relieve myself or something. He's talking about coming, but it ain't.
Oh, see?
Straight up.
Subtle.
Patreon, what is that lyric that Ron Isley is saying? How does he relieve himself? What is the song? Y'all know if you're watching it, he's talking. I like the way you receive me. I like the way you relieve me.
Oh, wow.
I said, hey, Ron.
Dang. What song is that on?
Me, that is Between the Sheets.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Isley Brothers is fire.
Because you had to get it on the radio.
Yes.
You couldn't just.
You got to get it on the radio.
You got to get it on the radio. How? You could receive me any kind of way.
Right.
You could relieve me any kind of way.
You got to have people singing it and not knowing what's really going on.
That's what I miss.
They want to be just on
beat it, beat it up,
man. I beat your pussy, and then I go rinse off in the sink after. Like, yo, man, subtlety. Jeez.
Get the hot towel, because I nutted, it's on my stomach. And a little on the bed, some on you. It's dripping as you walk to the toilet. You need to pee, or you can get a UTI. This doesn't even rhyme, man.
None of it's rhyming.
No melody. Yo,
this is graphic.
This is just descriptive of post-sex. Ugh. Coital, man. Post-sex coital. I came too early. I'm sorry. Hey, man. Got my kids in the car. I want them not to know.
Jeez.
I agree with you. Joe is he has such a great 90s R&B voice. Oh, he has a great voice, but he's like, his voice sounds like that. All right, so we got six so far. Recapping, Come and Talk to Me, Joe, to see Week on Bended Knee, Can We Talk, X Factor, and all the things your man won't do. We only got four left now, Tone.
Okay.
You kicked Uncle Sam out.
Yeah, Uncle Sam.
Just, get him out of here.
He was out of here.
All right, it's on you now.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to take it to a band.
Okay.
Early 90s. Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes.
That is a song.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
You keep telling me bam, bam. That your time is always taken.
Stokely's voice, man.
It's amazing the way you treat me. The way you treat me, yeah.
Bam, bam.
You keep holding on to your thoughts of rejection.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, that song is. Quit breaking my heart.
Bam, 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 bam.
You're breaking my heart.
You better sing, yeah. Tony Baker.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah. That's R&B.
That's R&B.
90s. That's R&B. Big B right there. R and Big B.
R and Big B.
We got women on here. We say SWV.
All right. And we said Lauryn Hill.
And we said Lauryn Hill. We got two women here. What we talking?
Now, this song. Okay, now, this. I was going to say this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me check the date on this.
Okay.
This is 90s ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Power ballad. 1998. Deborah Cox.
Oh, why did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. Good choice.
My
Deborah Cox.
Power.
Deborah Cox.
Ballad.
Yeah.
She, it's just for her, like.
She belted that joint.
Man, Tone.
She
I'm talking
blew
about.
Your teeth loose on that one.
I'm standing here, no dancing.
She was singing hard.
No frills. I'm finna sing from Canada.
Yeah. Canadian vocals.
Canadian vocals. Straight up finna blow the house down. Yeah. Great music video for like the song.
Blew the legs off your kitchen table.
She, you know the Bart Simpson when the like speakers blare and his hair's back?
Yeah.
That's Deborah Cox.
Man.
And you listen, this is what I love about 90s R&B. You don't have to, and I'm not saying Deborah Cox doesn't, but you don't have to have an album.
Mm.
You don't have to have a long career.
Right.
You get the one song.
One song.
You in the playlist forever.
I remember her before she even got to that song. I remember her first song was Sentimental. That was a single on her debut album. I bought the album on the strength of that.
Really?
Yeah.
The only debut time I get album.
The debut album, Deborah Cox.
Deborah Cox, nobody's supposed to be here. Number eight. We got two more.
All right, two more. All right, I'm coming in with. I almost want to go with a Mary J. joint because I love, I love Mary J. Blige's first two albums. To me, are solidified classics. Arguably, her third one as well. But just the hip-hop flavor that was the 411 and then the raw emotion of My Life.
Man.
That song, My Life?
Keisha Cole is a Mary J. Blige disciple.
For sure.
We're like, we feel you.
Yeah.
Like, you might be able to sing a Keisha Cole song or a Mary J. Blige song technically better than them.
But the emotion.
But you can't make me feel you like Mary J. is like a, that's why, like, she's like a guttural emotive singer. Yeah. Stevie Mackey is a voice teacher I know, and he says that singing, good singers tell the best stories.
Yeah.
and Mary J does that the best to
oh
me,
my God.
You be like, dang, what he did to you, Mary? Because he did that to my man, did that to me.
If you look into my life, if you look in my life and see what I see, you be like, damn. Even when she was singing Be Happy, she's like, all I want to do is be happy, man. Jeez.
Man.
Can I just get some joy in this mug?
And Mary had such a cool... mysterious sexiness around her.
Oh, man.
She was like Carmen Sandiego. Like, yeah. I feel like I didn't see her full face for a minute. She was always walking down, you know what I'm saying?
Because on the second album, like, even the first album cover, she was in shadow. Like, when you look at what's the fourth one, it's black and white. Her eyes are kind of shadowed out. And then in My Life, she had shades on. She had glasses on a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Be Happy video and stuff like that, she was really going through it with KC. He was fucking up. And so that pain was raw in my life. That's why it's like those two albums. But I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna dip off in another direction because I'm gonna go after all that.
So anyway. So for real.
Candy Rain is
what I've been wanting to say the whole time.
But this song I'm putting in here, it puts me in a great peace of mind. I love it every time I hear it. I never turn it off. It just makes me feel good, and it's for a good occasion. And it's Anniversary by Tony.
You really did go a totally different direction.
I did.
I thought you were going to pick another Mary J.
This song makes me feel so good every time I hear it.
This is how good this song is. The song is 9 minutes long.
Yes.
Legit 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like,
play. No skip.
I might be halfway to my son's school by now.
I love the instrumentation at the end.
So good.
It's just, and I love it every year when it's somebody's anniversary, whenever I follow y'all or whoever, and they got an anniversary in my head, I'm like, man, cute. I play it for y'all, even though y'all can't even hear me playing it for y'all. I'm still on it.
Oh, my God.
Anita Baker's not here because if it was an 80s list, 100%.
Yeah.
But we talking 90s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my final.
Okay. Now, here's what I want to say. Well, I'll just say it. As a resident Drew Hill advocate, I want to make them be a part of this.
Yeah.
Right? And I love them.
Uh-huh.
But the Patreon has been throwing this song on here, and I'm just like, this is great.
What they told me.
90s R&B song.
What they told me.
So because I'm listening to the Patreon's answer, Sweet Lady by Tyrese is a quintessential.
It's R&B.
It's good.
It's R&B.
Stick to your bones, R&B. Tyrese, man, he was voluntarily bald.
Yeah.
He could have grown hair.
He was like, no, I'm in the bald community.
The bald looked good on Tyrese.
It does.
He came up from the Coke commercial.
Yep.
Super young.
On the bus.
On singing, the bus.
Smiling. White teeth. Great smile. Mm.
Great smile. I feel like that's quintessential. What I want to do, though, I'm going to tell you this Drew Hill song that always kills me, like goodness of R&B. Early Monday morning. No, that's Uncle Sam. Hold on.
He went back to the Uncle Sam. Look.
What's the Drew Hill?
He really want this Uncle Sam.
Starts off with Nokia.
Five steps.
That's the one. What is the start of that, Tone? I'm stuck on Uncle Sam because you said he's not worth it.
I'm gonna be.
This is an R&B opening. No, not Beauty Is Her Name.
It's Five Steps.
It's Five Steps for sure. I don't know how much longer. That's what I was thinking. I don't know how much longer. I love this song.
It's also
funny to me. Like, they let him sing that, and then Cisco was like, all right, no.
Cisco. Wait, who was that on the opening?
That's Nokia.
Oh, wow. They let him get in?
But then Cisco came, like, you know, from 47 seconds on.
Because he's the weakest singer in the group, right?
I feel like after Cisco, there's a...
Cause you got Wood and you got Jazz.
Jazz, Woody, Cisco, Woody, Jazz, Nokia.
Yeah, Nokia was the weakest vocalist.
Yeah, he looked cool, but they was just
the cool, sexy guy.
Yeah, it was.
And then they was like, "All right, man, thanks for cooking this up."
Oh, that Jazz singing? Oh, that's Woody.
Is it a video?
Yes, a video. All right. Is it Woody? I'm tripping.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Oh, snap, it is Woody. Oh, Nokia's on the left.
So you disrespected Woody.
That's my bad. That for sure is Woody.
Oh, snap.
He looked like Nokia right there.
I get it.
That part,
get,
he, yeah. That for sure is Woody. But I feel like I can't enter that into the of top 10 perfect.
Yeah.
It's just a 90s R&B song I personally
I
love.
I feel that. I'm going to be honest with you.
What you going to say?
I don't be listening to that song.
Really?
Nah.
Do you not like Drew Hill? You just don't like that song?
I like Drew Hill, but I don't really be up in there.
Really?
I be listening to like...
Oh, I'm wrong, Tone. I'm taking this sweet lady out.
You taking sweet lady out of here?
Taking it out. My bad.
Oh, snap. Sweet lady up out of here,
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Didn't realize the song came out in the 90s.
You putting Donnell Jones where I want to be?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. Come on. Where I want to be. Oh, Incomplete.
Cisco.
That was the 90s?
99.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't put it in, because I felt like it was... I know I was in high school, but I thought it was 2000, 2001.
Oh, got you.
Cisco dipped off and made the...
Incomplete. I like Incomplete.
It's my favorite
yeah.
song. The Drew Hill people have to sing it with y'all on the road, even though it's a Cisco song. Yeah. Y'all hush.
Okay. Incomplete is a good song.
Sweet Lady is great.
I feel Incomplete over Sweet Lady.
It's such a good... It's yeah. In the music video, you have the girl disappearing in the photos.
Mm.
That was a very common theme. Yeah. She was...
Let you know how real it is.
So wait, let's go back. You don't be listening to the Five Steps?
Nah, man. It's too slow.
But they're building up the... You know,
I don't stick around for the build up.
You skipping?
Yeah. I'll be like... I don't really rotate a lot of Drew Hill like that, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I come in there. On the end of the Drew album, I listen to the song they got with Method Man. And then... I like and respect Drew Hill. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it mistaken.
I'm not gonna take it to the other route.
Yeah.
It's not the internet where you be like you don't play him that often. You right. hate him and they can't sing.
No, not at all. That. When I hear Drew Hill, when the songs are being played, yeah. I'm like, yeah, this
you
was why did you love for me? Yeah, I'm all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, all that stuff, man.
But me actually going every time I go to Drew Hill, I go to that song with Method Man. This is what we do. I go to that song and then I bounce.
Only one?
Mm.
Not Five Steps? Not Tell Me? You're not here? Tell Me. You're not
every time I hear Tell Me, I'll be like, yeah. I'll be singing along.
You be bouncing?
In my bed, I'll be singing along.
Beauty?
Beauty is her name. I'll be singing along, but I don't be coming on my own steam.
Oh, so you enjoy them when they're played.
Yeah.
But you're not seeking in, you're not,
not really.
Going out your way.
Not like that.
Okay.
But I love and respect Drew
Tony
Hill.
Hates Drew Hill. You heard it here first.
That's what it's going
to
take.
How the internet be. All right. Moving on to our next topic. Recast it today. Harlem Nights. Okay. So you got Quick.
Okay.
That's Eddie Murphy's
That's
character.
Eddie Murphy.
You got Sugar Ray.
That's Richard Pryor.
You got Phil Cantone.
That's the crooked cop played by Danny Aiello.
Yeah, he's the villain. Benny Wilson.
Who is Benny Wilson? Is that Red Fox?
Yes, Benny.
Okay.
Yep. Vera is...
Della Reese.
Is Della Reese. You got Dominique LaRue.
Jasmine guy.
Yep. Was she Eddie Murphy's love interest?
Yeah, she was like an assassin, though, but yeah.
Okay. And then you got Sunshine.
Layla Rashan.
And then we just throw in Arsenio's character.
Okay.
Just for fun. All right. So who is your lead? Who is your Eddie Murphy Quick in the recasting of Harlem Nights done today? You got to have the gravitas. Got to be the leading man. He got to be legendary or on his way to being legendary.
Does he have to be a comedian?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no because that might make it hard. Because Eddie Murphy is such a singular figure in comedy.
Yeah.
Nobody has done what he has done.
Right.
In stand-up TV and movies. He's just so singular. It's hard to put
any,
because people don't touch it like that. Mm-hmm. The Saturday Night Live, him hosting as a cast member, like that's how big he was. The movies and the stand-up. All his stuff is the biggest it could be.
Bear with me here.
All right, look, what you got, Tom?
Bear with me here. Because I feel like in Harlem Nights, Eddie wasn't firing off mad jokes like that.
No. He was the straight man. Richard Pryor really wasn't either.
Right. So, I feel like Will Smith would be a good quick.
Will Smith today?
Yes.
You know I'm a big fan of Will.
You think really? He's too old? We aged him out? Because I feel like
Eddie was young. Will's 50.
Will. Oh, yeah, he is. Because we have to have that separation between him and Rich Pryor. Okay, all right. Because Will Smith has the components to play quick, for sure.
Because that's the hardest part. You got to be a standalone
star. Right.
And we was talking a couple months ago about, like, there's not an obvious Denzel replacement, Will replacement. We're like, oh, you're the next up.
Yeah.
As far as, like, A-list opening on the poster black star. Right. That's hard.
So with this, I'm going to do Michael B. Jordan.
Really?
Yeah.
When did Harlem Nights come out? 80, 80, late 80s?
89.
So how old was Eddie Murphy? Probably around 30 then.
Yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan is probably around that age.
Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan a little bit older than that, but.
He ain't 40.
No, he's not 40.
Yeah. A little bit older than Eddie Murphy was.
Yeah.
Nah, RJ Siders he's not big enough.
But Michael B. Jordan has the charisma to be a quick. You feel he can be smooth. He could be quick on his feet. He gonna be smiling and laughing when need be.
What about, I've seen in the Patreon, let me know how you feel.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of Sterling K. Brown. Oh, John Boyega.
Sterling plays a little bit too old.
I was gonna say that about Sterling. I've seen Sterling K. Brown, Damson, and John Boyega.
Damson and John Boyega?
I feel like John Boyega.
John Boyega.
I just love John Boyega, if I'm being honest. I don't know if
I love him too, but he doesn't have the pretty smoothness required. Now, I'm not saying, I know John is a good looking man to y'all and stuff like that, but it's not like, he's not like, because Eddie Murphy was a pretty boy in Harlem Nights. Michael B. Jordan is a pretty boy.
For sure. For sure.
And so, Lakeith is too arty.
Definitely too artsy.
Too
artsy.
That's
why he plays good in the cowboy movie. He plays good in the movie with Daniel Kaluuya about Fred Hampton.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah, because we
talking, you know, smooth, pretty boy. When you look at Michael B. Jordan, he's that.
He for sure is.
It look like he's well kept. It look like he get manicures. Lakeith don't look like he get manicures.
I was gonna say a joke, but I might run into him. You don't think Damson?
Damson is smooth, but he gives me that youthful thing.
Michael B. Jordan?
No.
Or Damson? Damson. Yeah,
he does. He's literally on the younger side.
Yeah. Maybe even a little too young. He might not even be 30 yet, is he?
I still feel Damson still feels a little too young for me.
That's what I feel. I don't think for that role.
Yeah.
I don't think Damson's even, he's 32.
He's older than he appears to be.
Dang.
But he feels young.
He does for sure. Michael B. Jordan is 37.
Now he's older than I thought he was.
Is he leading man standalone?
Michael B. Jordan?
I mean, Michael B. Jordan as quick? I mean, he's not really standing alone in that movie.
Yeah.
But he's on the poster. He's the most prominent person on the poster.
He's a leading man now.
Yeah, he is. Creed.
And that's a big reason why I chose him, because he's already a leading man. If you look at Creed, if you look at that movie where he was an attorney for Jamie Foxx.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that.
He's a leading man.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
And I feel like he just checks all those quick boxes.
Yeah. You can open a poster with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
And his movie, I think Creed 3 did the best of them, didn't it?
They keep, they keep making more than the one before. So.
Okay. I ain't gonna argue with you.
Tone Bell is it. I like the Tone Bell choice.
I was thinking Tone Bell too.
I like the Tone Bell.
Tone Bell is.
Yeah. He's funny. He's a comedian. He's good looking. Pretty boy.
Yeah.
Tone Bell's not a bad pick either.
And Tone Bell's star is rising.
Yeah.
He's on his most recent is
renewed for a second season
of the joint he got with. Tone Bell's also a beautiful nigga.
I'm not mad at Tone Bell.
I'm not mad at Tone Bell either. And he's a comedian.
He's a comedian.
And he's definitely smooth.
Let's put Tone Bell in there. We know him.
Michael B., get the hell
Michael
out,
Michael B. Jordan, get what your you ass up out of here, shoulder. But I like Michael B. Jordan.
Or a boxing movie?
Yeah. Tone Bell, I know, man. Michael B. Jordan could sell it, pull it off. Yeah. He's got the box office credentials.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. If a studio is...
I don't know if... We don't know if Tone has the box office
credentials.
Character-wise...
Actor-wise,
yeah,
Tone Bell is a better fit.
Yeah.
But what often happens in movies is they like, yeah, but we got to
go
sell
for the name.
We're going to go for the name. So I think a studio would...
Studio is going to pick Michael B. Jordan.
But we, it's our studio.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Tony's Movies Incorporated.
Tone Bell.
Tone Bell, won the role.
We're going to put money in these comedians' pockets.
We're going to put it back in the studio.
We know Tone.
All right, so now we need Sugar Ray, who's played by the legendary Richard Pryor.
So we need somebody older.
He probably was like closing in on. He was definitely 60 by then.
Yeah.
If not mid 60s. Oh.
Hmm?
Oh. He ain't been in anything in a while. Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Ooh.
What you think about Keenan? He carries the weight of comedy.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor wasn't firing off jokes like that. He fired a few off.
Right.
But Keenan can deliver a few.
I like this.
I love Keenan for this. Keenan's 67
like this.
Or 69?
Yeah, he up there in the 60s.
Keenan also gives you, he's running.
He might be
the
like
ship.
65, 63.
Me and Melissa were just looking at
this. I think Damon Wayans is like 62, and I think he's 2 years older than
Keenan Ivory is 65 on the dot.
Okay, 65, yeah.
And Damon is 62. Let's, we just looked this up.
Let's get
I like
Keenan Ivory Wayans in the role. I love it.
Yeah.
I like it. And we'll see him enough, so I want to see him.
That's why I want to see him.
Yeah.
He's been writing and producing. He always... Yeah. Like, you look at his credits, he's been...
Right.
They even brought Living Color. He did that, but they just didn't air it.
Yeah.
He's been working.
He's been working behind the scenes.
And he was acting... When I was growing up, he was acting in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Low Down Dirty, he came with the Coldy.
Yeah.
Full out.
Yep. He was in Wanted.
Yeah.
He was in Glimmer Man.
Leading Man.
Yeah.
It was Keenan Ivory is on the poster forefront. You know graphic design, Cam. They put his... You scoot him. The person's behind.
Right.
Keenan Ivory was out there.
He was out here, man.
All right, cool. So
Keenan Ivory Wayans. I like it.
Yeah, we gonna show the Wayans some love. All right, Phil Cantone.
Phil Cantone, the corrupt cop. Italian. He was Italian in Harlem
Italian.
Nights.
He's probably like 50s, maybe 60s.
Yeah. He's in his 50s end. Charming, like a likable racist. Because that's what he was. It was like he had that charm on him, but then he would say some foul shit. He'd be like, I'm looking at you... Colors,
Richard
you know.
Pryor wasn't 50 yet in Harlem Nights? How old was Richard Pryor when he died?
I don't know. I think he was in his late 60s when he
Richard
died.
Richard Pryor died in 2005, 1940. He was not. He was born in 1940. Harlem Nights is in 89?
Yeah.
He was 49.
Wow.
He played older for sure than 49. That means he was only 2 years older than you now.
That's crazy.
He did not look.
He felt older. That's because of his health.
He had poor health.
Ooh, y'all say Bill Burr.
Oh!
I like that.
That is good.
I like that.
Because Bill Burr has the whole Boston thing going. And honestly, Bill Burr, I'm going with that.
I like Bill Burr.
He often switches on it. But if he went the... He's like...
Yeah.
You know, white people take you talking to. He's married to a black woman.
Right.
If he didn't take the other side, you wouldn't be surprised if Bill Burr was... That character.
Right.
And he's a solid actor.
Yeah.
He's been in Star Wars. He's got his own shows, his own animated show.
He's in Breaking Bad. I like Bill Burr.
I like Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg isn't as likable. He's just racist. I don't ever feel like he's sometimes funny, but he doesn't give me warm.
I feel like he has to force himself to be soft and warm and likable.
Yes.
Like I feel like he's working for that. And he gets that soft voice like, hey, guys. Like, you know, I feel like he's working it.
And I also just saw a clip of him in MTV with him and Eminem.
And that was so awkward.
He just looked pissed off.
Mark Wahlberg, to me,
I don't know the man personally, but his true form to me is his character in The Departed.
Okay, angry.
I feel like that is probably the least acting he's had to do.
Yeah.
Just angry, fighting,
he was
temper.
Pissed. Yeah.
I feel like that's probably you. When you're doing like the other guys and like Ted, it's like the zanier part of personality.
He doesn't seem like he jokes around a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not the vibe I get from him. And that little TRL moment with Eminem, because You know, they were there was tension brewing. But even Eminem picked up on his energy.
Yeah.
And played on it in that moment. He was like, yeah, let's just be a happy, fun bunch, huh? I was like, oh, shit. They about to fight right here on TRL.
And I knew they didn't because I had seen it, but I was like, maybe they...
It was so
And then Marky Mark hated the fun bunch, funny bunch, my God. Funky bunch.
Eminem knew what he was doing.
He was being a little brother.
He peeped the greeting that Mark gave him. You could see him react to it.
Yes.
And then he was just like, I was like, damn, Marshall Mathers is a cold piece.
Matt Damon might not be bad.
Matt Damon's not bad either.
I'm a big Matt Damon. Because
Matt Damon does have that nice guy, but he can flip it. Remember how treacherous he was in Interstellar?
Absolutely. You were like, what the hell is you doing, man?
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, you dirty bastard.
He caught him off completely off guard.
And in The Departed, he was also that
same guy.
Dirty bastard.
And his likability is to the max in like Ocean's 11 franchise.
Yeah.
As Linus. Lionel?
I forget his name in there.
But you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, Born Identity, he's on the other side.
Right.
So,
right. I'm not mad at
Bill
Matt
Burr
Damon.
Is good, though, because Bill Burr's Boston-ness.
Yeah, I like that East Coast feel. But Matt Damon is also Boston.
But I feel like Matt Damon kind of sheds it sometimes and picks it up for Boston movies.
Depending on what
he's
doing.
I feel like
doing.
Bill Burr don't really shed it.
No, this
he's
is
He's always quintessentially
I can see
a Boston.
Him coming in there as a pissed off cop, trying to be charming at first, but remember your place.
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah,
so Bill Burr. All right, so who is Benny? Who's the Red Fox character?
Okay, now we're going older.
Yeah.
Red Fox always looked older than he was, too.
Always did.
He's always looked like an older
Always
man.
Looked older.
Even young pictures of Red Fox, I'm like, yo, he was old when he was 10.
Got that Morgan Freeman about
tough.
Him. Tough. And Red Fox is a legendary comedian, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sanford and Son is one of the funniest shows ever made.
They weren't that far in age.
Somebody said Sinbad.
You know what? Sinbad might be around that age.
Yeah.
And I love Sinbad.
I love Sinbad.
As a clean comic, he is like the North Star of like, he never comes across as I'm a clean comic.
Right.
He's one of those like,
he happens not to cuss and you never notice it. Yeah.
But funny for funny.
Oh, my God. He's one of the best ever to me. He's one of my influences.
Yeah, he was killing, too, movie-wise in the 90s.
House Guest, first kid. He had the Cherokee kid.
Man.
He was in Jingle All the Way.
And then it just stopped.
Yeah.
Abrupt.
I don't know what happened. He had a sitcom on Fox that didn't last, the Sinbad Show, and then he was doing the movies. And I don't know why he didn't follow it, because First Kid and House Guest did decent box office. I don't know why.
Big Disney.
I know he had tax problems like later on, but I still don't know why. Like,
but that shouldn't preclude you from making
exactly.
Movies. They're saying Mark Curry. I don't know about Mark. D.L. Hughley. I think Sinbad's recovering. I don't know. I haven't seen an update.
Yeah.
David Allen Greer
is not bad.
I like David. There's nothing I can't. See David Alan Grier not being able to do.
He can do that.
In The Color Purple, as the dad, you wouldn't even have known he's a comedic actor.
No.
He was
that
her
pastor.
Dad
yeah.
who wasn't showing her love. He wasn't like, he never did nothing funny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
David Alan Grier, though.
I like David Alan Grier.
I like David Alan Grier.
We're doing Benny Wilson, David Alan Grier. There's also not that comedian of that age. That is what Red Fox is.
Right.
Because he seemed older. I feel like DC Curry, maybe. But, yeah. I'm good with David Allen Greer.
David Allen Greer. Right.
Vera, who was Della Reese's character. Got to be Monique, don't it?
I like Monique.
I feel like she could do everything Della Reese did in that movie.
I like Monique. I could believe her in the alley fight.
Yeah. You could believe her running the girls.
People out. Yeah.
Straight up, I'll shoot your foot off.
And she has that tender side. When she says sweet babies, she switches the anger.
Yeah.
Whether the sweet babies is genuine or not, we believe it.
Yeah, it got to be Monique.
Yeah, I like Monique.
Maybe Monique. Somebody said Miss Pat.
Can Miss Pat be sweet?
I don't know. I like Miss Pat, though. But she'd be sour on her comedian. I mean, her court show on BET. Yeah. She'd be firing off on people. It'd be hilarious. But I think Monique is also a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
and she's a comedian too.
Yeah.
I feel like Monique probably nails that more than anybody. Yeah, Monique. Yeah. Now, Dominique LaRue, this is Jasmine Guy's character.
This is the assassin. This is where we get.
So she's got to be sultry.
Janelle Monáe is sunshine. Yes.
That's my favorite scene in that movie when the white dude.
Like, I'm not coming home.
Put your mother on the phone.
I'm not coming home.
I'm not coming. Kink.
That's a gold.
The way the phone hung.
Clink. Like, yo, you wild, dog.
Oh, my God. Now, Halle Bailey's too young, I believe.
Yeah, she a baby.
She's too young. Also because
her
she kind of grew up with
too.
Her.
Yeah.
Hers a Jasmine Guy is probably mid-30s in this.
I think so. Or at least late 20s. So we need an assassin. Sanaa Lathan. Tiana Taylor.
Nicole Beharie probably
Nicole
could do
Beharie.
Good.
Let's put her back up in this.
No matter what the character.
Let's put her back up in this, man. Because she, you know what I'm saying? Why not?
Tayana Parrish could be fun.
Who?
Tayana Parrish.
Who was that?
From Declan Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
I could like her as an assassin.
I like that.
She's got the bubbly personality. Because
she can charm you in and had a gun
like
under the pillow.
Yeah. I feel like you would buy her whatever she's selling.
Yeah.
And you would be genuinely surprised that she's about to kill you.
Right. Yeah.
Because she was really funny in They Clone Tyrone.
She was.
But as Monica Rambeau, she's like
a
different character. I love her.
Yeah. I like
Coco
her too.
Coco Jones isn't bad. She's kind of young though. Alicia Keys. I don't know if Alicia Keys can. Tessa Thompson probably is good.
Oh, I know she can pull it off on the
Tessa Thompson probably could do it.
Yeah.
Is she warm though? She kind of gives you like a little closed off in most of her characters. She usually has a hard exterior in her characters. She's not really warm a lot.
Well, she doesn't have to be warm. She just needs to be seductive. Because Dominique LaRue was seductive.
Tessa Thompson can be seductive.
Yeah.
She could be.
Mm-hmm.
Kravitz is a good choice,
too. Oh, let's do Zoe.
Zoe
is the perfect assassin.
She's 1,000%.
Zoe is the perfect assassin.
Zoe Kravitz
for
is.
Sure.
Shout out to y'all Patreon. That's a good
Zoe
one.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz is that.
Yeah.
That's it for sure.
She looked like she got the gun under the pillow
for
right
sure.
now.
With the side. Pew, pew,
man.
Pew, pew.
Yes. Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Good choice.
No, that's good. Okay, now Sunshine. Sunshine's got to make a white man leave his family.
Yeah.
And not really leave his family.
Be a call girl, but also look wholesome.
Yeah.
Like Layla Rahsaan.
Layla Rahsaan at that time was just downright gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, wholesome.
Ooh, Zazie Beetz.
It's wholesome, though?
She looks pretty wholesome. Like, would you look at her in different episodes of Atlanta?
Okay, let me throw this out to you. Let me throw this out to you. What's her name?
The Chloe Bailey, though, I just feel like she just looked like a baby to me.
She does. Chloe Baby.
Yeah, I've been feeling like you too young to be working the streets.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to throw this one out to you, Tone, see what you think.
Janelle Monáe.
They keep throwing Janelle Monáe in for everything.
Well, they wanted her originally for Sunshine.
Natalie Emmanuel.
Oh, from Fast and Furious?
From Fast and Furious.
Oh, she got that wholesome thing going.
She got the wholesome thing, but would you buy her as a call girl?
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Layla Rahsaan, she sold you. She had the wholesome, but she sold you on the call girl.
Yeah. Because we got to believe the call girl part.
Because that was the angle.
Yeah.
Because Della Reese's character, she was running, I run the girls.
Right.
You guys run the numbers, the drugs, the booze. I run the girls.
Right.
Mercedes from P-Valley? Who's that? Is that
I don't know anybody from P-Valley.
I don't know the character. I know Brandy is on there.
Who does Shannon play on P-Valley?
Shannon Thornton?
Yes.
That's probably Mercedes. Shannon Thornton's good.
Shannon Thornton.
That's a good pick.
Hmm?
Is that Mercedes? No, she's Keyshawn.
Hmm. I don't know nothing about P-Valley, but I know Shannon Thornton.
I could buy it. But I haven't seen that show. I saw Brandi Evans and the titties came out and I turned it off.
You turned it off?
I knew her.
I've never seen the show.
I was like,
Sabrina was watching it for a time, but I never tapped in.
Brandi's Mercedes. Okay.
I like Shannon though.
Shannon, you could leave your, you could be like, I'm leaving my family.
Oh, well, most definitely.
Off the Gorgeous Smith.
Absolutely.
She looks like Lila Rashawn in the 90s. Like the black bombshell Jet Beauty of the Week, man. Page 43.
Let's just put Shannon in because I want her in there. I want to leave my family for Shannon right now.
Tell your, the funniest thing is tell your mother I'm not coming. He told the kids.
The kids.
He didn't wait for mom. Like, where's your mother?
You know, are you telling your kids this?
Tell your mother I'm not coming home.
Damn it.
Tell the baby. Mommy, daddy said he's not coming home. Why? Sunshine, man. He was so confused. Like,
yeah, he was happy with his choice. He was like, I did it. I did it. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Nah, no Zendaya.
Zendaya's too young. Jesus, sweetheart. She's like 26, 28 maybe now.
Yeah. But she's the kid. Some people will always be the kids to me.
Listen.
Well, y'all kept bringing up Chloe and her and Zendaya. Kids.
They're playing with Barbies, man.
I know they're grown women, but they kids.
All right, Arsenio Hall, just for fun. Just a funny scene.
You're crying,
too.
Man.
Just a funny, like, all you need to do is go in there and be funny. Hey, but kind of silly. He was silly in that, as that role. Because he wasn't in the movie a lot. He was just...
No, it was short.
It was short.
I would like to see Tahir in this role. Tahir more. Just crying and carrying on.
We're giving love to the comedian. Tahir would absolutely... He could pull off the... Don't shoot that little
shit. Don't you shoot that little shit no more, because his voice is kind of gravelly. Oh, Marlon Wayans would be good, too.
He would.
Marlon would be good,
he
too.
He would. But Tahir, man. Marlon got Tahir, a lot of movies.
We putting Tahir up in
Get
there.
Get Tahir in there, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. Harlem Nights has casted today. You got Tone Bell as Quick, Keenan Ivory Wayans as Sugar Ray. You got Bill Burr as Phil. You got David Allen Greer is Benny Wilson. You got Monique is Della Reese's character, Vera. Dominique LaRue is Zoe Kravitz. Sunshine is Shannon Thornton. And Arsenio Hall's character, I don't know his name, is Tahir Moore.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tahir. You booked it. We'll see y'all next week on the Bald Brothers Podcast. Now, unfortunately, you got to go back to work.
I know, right? Quit your job.
Quit your jobs, man.
Quit your job.